I wouldn't even use a pen.
Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Jody. I'm the fraud supervisor on the floor today. May I please have your first and last name?
Teresa Meadows.
All right, thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. This is Sheila with First Bank.
Okay, my name is Jody.
Jody, what's your last name?
I'll give you my employee ID number. It is 181-3217. All right, and the account is, please verify the account holder's first and last name.
Yeah, she said Teresa Meadows.
Okay, thank you.
Teresa Meadows.
Thank you. All right, so I'm locating this account for you.
I have already emailed the fraud department and gave them all this information. Well, they'll do more research on it.
All right. It'll be 1 second. I'm sorry about that. There. Now, the account that I have a different first and last name on the account.
What name is that?
Well, I need to first make sure that I'm speaking with the correct customer. The account information that was transferred over may not be the correct. The last name is Dizon. Does that sound familiar?
No. You said Dizon?
Right.
No.
Okay, and this may be the an incorrect account. So what was the charge amount, please?
$69.92.
All right. And the date of that charge?
It's in a pending status, so it was just done.
Okay. And I think this is possibly the account. Let me see.
And we've already got the fraud department. We're disputing this transaction, so we're recording the conversation. Yeah, just so you know.
Yes, ma'am. So I want to be able to help you with this. I want to make sure that I've located the correct account and make sure that I'm not canceling an incorrect account. And I do apologize. This is the information that was transferred over to me.
Okay. Well, he said it was a different name. Damien said it was a different name. So it is definitely fraud.
Damien. Okay. All right. Will you please verify the last four digits on the card that was charged?
It was 5431. I gave him all that information.
Yeah. Okay, so the
and
account...
There was like 500 accounts with that number.
Right. And I've located an account. And I can either... to bypass, I would need to verify the address, but to bypass that... Will you please verify the first six digits of that card? This is just to ensure that I've located the correct account.
Yeah, 517862.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. All right. So the name on the account is Emmanuel Dizon, D-I-Z-O-N. No problem. The previous agent canceled the account, and there'll be no further charges. If you are, and this is for a discount shopping club membership, $69.92.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Okay. If you're willing to, I can void that charge if you're willing to drop the dispute. No dispute filed, and we'll go ahead and have that effective immediately. So we'll contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used, how and where the order took place online. And yeah, I
can
have
the fraud
that.
Department has already taken care of that dispute, so they called her. The fraud department called her. That's why she's here. Because there was multiple transactions, and they caught three of them, and they've reversed those. But this one is in a pending status. So they were trying to see how much more they could get. But the fraud department is already involved, so I can't promise you that the dispute's not already done.
Okay. Well, hang in there one second. I mean, it should automatically void. This is a same-day charge. So let me check on that one second.
Excuse me. Excuse me. So,
all right, so just hang there. Thank you for being patient with me. I just want to make sure of the process before I try that.
How did you find them online somewhere? Doctor's on the phone.
All right, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll void that charge because it is a same day charge. It should just cancel out. It may take 3 to 5 business days for you to see the charge removed from the account, but I have it successful on our end. I apologize for any inconvenience. Is there anything else I can help you with?
That'll be all. I appreciate it so much. So
yes, ma'am.
Within 3 days, today is what, Tuesday, so by Friday, possibly we could see it. If not, if we don't see it by Friday, we can call you back and ask for Jody with this employee ID number and talk to you.
Yeah, so you'll be able to speak with any agent. I'll notate the account that there may be a possible call back in concerning the void, but it should be handled by that time. Now, if it's not Friday, because it can take 3 to 5 business days, it may be Monday.
Okay. It's, you know how we get automated, you have to repeat everything all over again.
Yes.
Go through it all day long. So it's nice to know that something has been notated and you don't have to go through the whole spiel.
Right. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. They'll pick up at where we're leaving off. But you should see that charge disappear from the statement there. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
When you say statement, what do you mean? It will go back into her account, correct?
It should not post. It's pending. If it posts, it will be refunded, but it should not post. A void would cancel that charge. And
okay. Gotcha. Okay. I didn't know how your end works. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jody, and you have a wonderful day. Teresa, do you have any questions?
I don't think so.
Are you good now? Okay. All right. Thank you, Jody. Have
no
a
problem.
Nice evening.
Same to you. Thanks for calling customer support. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.